This is a News 1130 special report.
Oh, we are at the end of another work week, so let's take a few minutes to talk about food. This time on Foodie Friday, Cassandra Anderton from Good Life Vancouver joins us. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning.
And just for the halibut, old joke there, we're talking about...
Well, everybody's excited about the sunshine, which I am, but I'm also excited because halibut season has hit Vancouver this week.
Yes.
And what we're looking for with this type of halibut, it's Pacific halibut. We want it to be ocean-wise, so we're looking for somebody like Organic Ocean as one of the suppliers. And what they do is they fish over on the west coast of Vancouver Island in Haida Gwaii, and they're just right off the coast. They fish where the young halibut are found. The older fish are in the deeper waters, and they use the hook and line technique, so they're bringing in some great sustainable seafood.
All right. It's a delicious, hearty fish.
It is amazing. It's lean white meat. It's high in protein, low in sodium, fat and calories, and it's not got many bones. And I went around to a couple restaurants this week. My first taste of halibut came from Chef Ned Bell at U Restaurant at the Four Seasons. And he is serving up halibut all sorts of ways, but he did a nice pan-roasted piece for me on Tuesday, and it was served atop a spinach and wild mushroom medley with some of his pickled carrots and some herb coulis. Brian Folk at Kids Daily Kitchen is buying a whole halibut every day and switching up the recipes, so you could get any different combination heading in during the halibut season. Out in Burnaby, Chris Cabouche at Burnaby's Heart House, he's pan-roasting the halibut with some crushed potatoes and leeks and a warm chickpea salad. And over at O'Doul's, we've got the halibut with Dungeness crab, mascarpone risotto, and lemon preserved lemon. Home cooks, I found a really great pesto this week called Le Grand. It's available at Safeway, and what I've just been doing is topping things like fish, so you could take your halibut, just kind of pan roast it, top it with the pesto, and then serve it up with some rice and stir-fried veggies. So that's Le Grand pesto at Safeway, and it makes pastas and all sorts of things amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now it goes... more recipes for the home cook at my cookbook, Pick of the Week, 5 Easy Steps to Healthy Cooking. And there's 500 recipes for lifelong wellness. And in here, I would suggest the halibut with coconut lime sauce or some of the halibut tacos with mango salsa. And I've posted that recipe on goodlifevancouver.com. Do we have time to talk about the Lonely Oyster?
Oh, of course we do. What's going on with the Lonely Oyster?
Well, the Lonely Oyster is heading to a Soyuz, I believe it's pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an odd place for an oyster festival, but it's the Okanagan's first oyster festival, coming up April 14th to 21st. And this will be at the Walnut Beach Resort with dinners at Hester Creek Winery in Tinhorn Creek. I believe there's an oyster shucking and eating contest and a beachside oyster fest. And, of course, I've mentioned this before, my favorite oysters, the Effinghams, are going to be present. So that's all up at Walnut Beach Resort, and the information is on my website as well for the Soyuz and Oliver Oyster Festival in April.
Okay. Any idea why they decided to have an oyster festival so far from the ocean?
Well, they've got to bring the oysters up to the Okanagan. These people have to have their oysters as well. And, mm-hmm. and you can keep an oyster for a little bit. It actually does travel quite well with, you know, proper packaging, so bringing the oysters up there won't be a problem, and there's lots of oyster lovers in the Okanagan and amazing wines that pair with oysters, so all the wineries are going to try and outdo each other with the best pairing as well, I'm sure. So, you know, why keep the oysters all for us here in Vancouver?
Absolutely. Thank you, Cassandra Anderton with Good Life Vancouver, for joining us this week on Foodie Friday. It's what we do every Friday at 11:05.